This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Healthy Matters here on 830 WCCO. Like we like to say, Dr. Hilden, well, he's taking the day off today. We like to say he's on assignment. That makes it sound a little more professional. But he will be back 1 week from today. But in his stead is Dr. John Cole, who's been with us before. Dr. Cole is an ER doc, the medical director of the Minnesota Poison Control Center, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We usually do this about this time of year, don't we, Doctor?
That's correct, yeah.
And it's something I mentioned, and you've been on the show a few times, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
And you can let us know who you brought with today. But I did not know, I should have known, that poisoning, and I mentioned this earlier today on CCO, is the number one cause of injury-related death in the United States. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is. Poisoning, unfortunately, but deaths from poisoning continue to rise pretty substantially and have for so many years in a row now that I can't keep track anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. The large portion of those deaths, unfortunately, comes from the opioid epidemic.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Poison Control Center. When did that begin, and what's it like there?
So the Minnesota Poison Control Center has been through a couple different names, but our particular poison center began out of Hennepin County Medical Center in 1972.
Okay.
And started as a simple phone line and a phone and a pioneer of a woman who we refer to as Poison Alice. because Alice was the first person who, whose job was to sit in the emergency department at the time, and answer a dedicated phone line for poisoning calls from the public.
What is it? How does it work now? And again, you guys have been on the show before a number of times. What if something happened in my house, and somebody, some child ate something?
Sure.
What do I do? What's the first thing I do?
Well, the first thing that I always tell people to do, and the advice that I always give, is if somebody's unconscious, if they're seizing, or if they're clearly short of breath, that's a 911 call.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Other than that, if there's a question about poisoning, we're the place to call. And it's a little bit more sophisticated now than when Alice was there, because Alice could not be there 24/7.
Sure.
So now we have a much more sophisticated system with some really, really bright people that I'm really honored to work with. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So you can call us in the middle of any holiday of the year, and there is a trained specialist to answer the phone. But we have specialized people, all, and we always have a pharmacist there to answer the question. And we, whether it's a plant, a drug, a potential animal or insect envenoming, whatever it is, we can answer your question. And about 93% of the time, if you call us from home, we actually can keep you safely at home.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, I know you brought a couple of folks with you, one person of which has been here before as well. Let us know who you brought with, and we'll get the conversation going.
Excellent. So immediately to my left is Lori Wilhite. Lori is a pharmacist and a certified specialist in poison information. So that means that in addition to all of the work Lori did to become a pharmacist, she spent about a year at the Poison Center taking a few thousand poisoning cases and then passed a rigorous national certifying exam to be a specialist. She's got many other credentials and a lot of other really amazing work that she does. But Lori is here with me today, and she is one of the people who you will speak to if you call the Poison Center with a poisoning question.
You know, good to see you again, Lori. Thank you.
Good morning.
You know, speaking of phone numbers, why don't I throw ours out in case somebody wants to join in on the conversation? If you have a question or a comment for us, 651-989-9226, or send us a text at 81807. Don't you wonder, Dr. Cole, how pharmacists keep all that stuff in order? How do you do that? They've got to be a huge help.
Yeah,
to you, doctor.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, we could not do what we do without them. And a perfect example is when I'm working to see patients in the emergency department, I see a drug event or an overdose, I will call the Poison Center. And it's not just to record data. It's because they tell me things that are really valuable to take care of the patient. And I'm a board-certified toxicologist. I mean, this is something that I do for a living, and they are a real asset to me.
Lori, tell us a little bit about yourself. We maybe missed an earlier show that you were on.
Sure. Well, I'm a proud Iowa Hawkeye originally. Went to pharmacy school at the University of Iowa. My husband and I wanted to stay in the Midwest and live in a bigger city, so we came up to Minneapolis.
How long ago was that?
I'm not telling.
Okay.
Oh, I've been a pharmacist for about 25 years,
right.
So you can do the math.
You started when you were 10, I understand.
Yeah, I came up to Hennepin County Medical Center and the University of Minnesota to do a research fellowship and just fell in love with the Twin Cities. So I've worked in toxicology on and off since pharmacy school, actually, and have a practice in pain management as well.
What's it like the day-to-day? Give us an example of what you possibly can. And I'm sure every day is different, too, isn't it?
That's right. Actually, at 9 o'clock, I have a shift that starts at the Poison Center after this.
So we'll have to get you in and out of here.
So, you know, that time of day in the morning, I spend a lot of time looking at the hospital cases that we're managing. Our pharmacists primarily manage calls from healthcare facilities. And in fact, 28% of our calls come from healthcare providers looking for help managing exposures and overdoses. So I'll spend a big chunk of my morning calling back and helping providers take care of hospitalized patients. And then at the same time, calls are coming in, you know, from the public new cases as well from hospitals. So, yeah, that's what my day will be like 9 to 5 after this.
How about that?
Yeah.
Dr. Cole, is it true that, as I recall in previous shows, that the Poison Control Center gets calls from not just around what we lovingly call CCO land, but all over the place?
That's true. So we serve all of Minnesota. So we take calls in Minneapolis and War Road and everywhere else. We also serve both North and South Dakota. So we have a pretty wide geographic range that we serve. And by the way, we can always be reached at our toll-free 1-800 number, and it's free and confidential, 1-800-222-1222. But we it creates some interesting challenges when a helicopter cannot get you to a major medical center and you need either specialized treatment or an antidote.
We're going to repeat that number throughout the show. That's an 800 number, 1-800-222-1222, 1222. We just had a text about that number as you were telling it.
So excellent.
That will, again, 800-222-1222. Who else did you bring with you today?
So, and then also to my left is Lauren Perniat. And the best way to describe Lauren is that Lauren is an educator.
Okay.
And Lauren does many, many things for us, but I think it's probably better to hear them in her own words.
Good morning, Lauren.
Morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I've been at the Poison Center for a little over 2 years now. This is actually my third Poison Prevention Week, so I've been at the studio a few times now.
A veteran.
Yes. And I work on public outreach. So I do things like going to health fairs, doing presentations, and also I work on our social media, trying to get the word out about the Poison Center.
Are most people, are you guys, as surprised as I was hearing about what a major problem this is? Is that most people's perception that, boy, yeah, I've heard about poisoning, but to hear that it's the number one cause of injury-related death, does that surprise a lot of people?
I think if people think about poisoning-related death in terms of, as Dr. Cole was saying, the opioid epidemic, I mean, those numbers include, you know, not just people that might be poisoned with carbon monoxide or antifreeze or some of the more toxic substances that we deal with, but also the consequences of drug abuse and drug overdose.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, let's do. We have texts coming in, callers coming in as well. So let's take a break as we normally do about this time, and inviting our listeners to join in on the conversation. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. We'll be back with your calls and text messages here on Healthy Matters on 830-WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters. And we, again, as usual, welcome your phone calls and text messages. We're talking about poison prevention. In fact, National Poison Prevention Week begins today. And our guests in studio, let's talk a little bit about that before we start taking some text messages, et cetera. Talk about the week that ahead here.
Absolutely. Well, I'm happy to speak about it, but I think actually Lauren probably would be the best person to talk about it because she's the education superstar.
And this is, you said, Lauren, your third Poison Prevention Week, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So Poison Prevention Week is celebrated the third full week of March every year. This year it falls March 18th through 24th, but it's nationally designated to highlight poisoning dangers and how to prevent them. But since it's observed around the country, it's an opportunity for us to really raise awareness of the poison prevention and the Poison Center services. And that's why this year we chose the theme Myths About Poisons and the Poison Center, just because there's so many misconceptions and misinformation that floats around.
We should talk about some of those myths, can we?
Before
we move on again, we're going to get to the text screen coming up in just a moment. Let's approach some of those myths that we've come to learn. Tell us
absolutely.
A few.
Well, when I think of poisoning myths, the first one that always pops in my head, and I feel actually a little silly because we're in the wrong season, but poinsettias at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
We always get poinsettia calls. And the evidence that poinsettias are actually dangerous is basically zero.
No kidding.
Yeah, poinsettias.
I've heard that for years.
Yeah. They aren't even the most dangerous Christmas plant. That one for me, that's always the number one for me. But that's probably the wrong thing to be bringing up around the day after St. Patrick's Day.
But still, what do people think is poisonous? The berries, the leaves? What about for pets? Isn't that some concern there?
I have friends who are veterinary toxicologists, uh-huh. And they are a different breed, pardon the pun, and they have their own specialty for a reason, and so I'm not even a pet owner other than the two fish that my kids brought home from from their school fair last year, but one of which is no longer with us, sadly, but The veterinary questions are, I always defer. What I know about animals, I know just enough to know that I don't know enough to speak intelligently about it. Except for chocolate. I do know dogs and chocolate, and that one is real. And that one is sort of fascinating because it involves a molecule called theobromine that is essentially caffeine with just a slightly little bit of an adjustment. And in high enough doses in animals, it actually can be a problem.
So don't worry about poinsettias.
Don't worry about poinsettias. Right.
What are some of the other myths now that you guys have heard?
Well, one myth that I like to talk about, and I know we have a caller texting in about opioids, is that only people that use IV drugs need to worry about opioid overdose. About half of opioid overdoses involve prescription drugs, not necessarily IV drugs or drugs of abuse. And many people taking large doses of opioids around the clock, especially if you have lung disease or you're on certain sleeping pills or anxiety medicine, really do need to worry about overdose and should consider carrying Narcan.
We'll talk about more of these myths as we move through the hour. I want to mention again that that telephone number folks are wondering about, and this is 1-800-222-1222. Dr. Cole, what is the person who calls that number who may have an issue? How is that answered?
So you go right into our call center. There's a one-question survey to just direct you if you're a healthcare provider or not, and then immediately you're put in touch with a real-life person who will answer your questions. And as we talked about before, we are fortunate enough to have pharmacists around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to answer your poisoning questions, who have additional subspecialty training in toxicology. So they can answer questions about drugs, of course, prescription drugs, as well as all the things that are around your house or in your yard that might be poisonous.
Very good. Again, we'll repeat this number throughout the show. That's 800-222-1222. Tell you what, let's go on the phone. I'm not sure where the caller's coming from. I think it's southern Minnesota. I'm sorry, where?
Morristown.
Morristown. Okay. And whoever you are, sign in, please. What is your question here for our guest?
My name's Jake, and I really like the show. I was originally going to call Dr. Hillman, but I got a question about what happened about the Mr. Yuck stickers.
Mr. Yuck stickers. What happened to that?
Well, Mr. Yuck, this will date me, but I've fond childhood memories of Mr. Yuck, too. Mr. Yuck went away for a couple reasons, but one is that's a licensed character by a specific poison center.
Oh, it is?
Yep. Yep. So I believe it's the Pittsburgh Poison Center in western Pennsylvania that actually owns that character. And it turns out that they, for whatever reason, are not automatically sharing it, but it's probably better that way. First of all, because a delightful, funny-faced character maybe not is the best way to ward children off from things that might be dangerous.
I think you're right.
But also because we have gone to our central national logo now, the red, white, and black 1-800 logo for Poison Help, to focus on the number, the 1-800 number that is a national phone tree. So that is the number for poison control no matter where you are in the U.S. or its territory.
Oh, it is. All right. Yep. Good to know.
Yep. And actually, there's one other thing about the number that's really kind of particular that's really important to know.
What's that?
Well, the phone tree system was designed at a time when cell phones did not exist for the public. And so your which poison center you reach is cued by your area code. And these days, people don't tend to give up their cell phone numbers, and their area codes a lot of times are not representative of where they physically are. So this time of year, it's not uncommon for us to get a phone call that says where the caller will say, I'm concerned I'm on a hike and I may have been bitten by a western diamondback, which that snake does not live in Minnesota and certainly wouldn't be out with our weather right now.
Yeah.
But they're in Arizona for the winter. And they are from Minnesota and still have a Minnesota cell phone. And so we always can stabilize things and take the initial call, but then we end up transferring them, in this case, to the Arizona.
You're right about that. I have friends who live here and then part of the time in Florida, and their cell phones are dedicated to Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So they would reach one of the three Florida poison centers. If you live in the Dakotas, it's not an issue and you have a number there. But for people who live on the border of Wisconsin, Wisconsin has their own poison center, same with Iowa. Mm-hmm. And we occasionally get things mixed up a little bit. But we all know each other really well. Poison Center is a small world, and so it's pretty easy to transfer the
calls. I know we've talked about it in previous shows, but do you guys get, does the Poison Control Center get calls about certain critter bites? Is that often?
We do.
We do.
Like what kind of critters, just to let me know?
Well, it's interesting. One poison myth, I think, is that we get a lot of calls about spider bites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People have little insect bites or other maybe skin infections. And in Minnesota, we don't have the spiders that many other areas of the countries have. Like, we don't have brown recluse spiders or black widows. We did have a case several years ago where we had a black widow spider crawl out of a bag of grapes.
Oh, yes. I remember hearing about it.
Yes.
I think you guys talked about that. Tell you what, let's do. We have to take a break. We do have, and reminding our listeners, another half hour of the show to go. So by all means, join in. We have texters. We'll get to your questions. 81807. If you want to send your text, 81807, or call us, 651-989-9226. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 29 degrees. We'll be back here on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters. Dr. David Hilden is taking the day off today, but he'll be back with us next Sunday morning. In studio, by the way, we're talking about poison prevention. This is National Poison Prevention Week. It begins today. And because of that, we have Dr. John Cole back with us, who is an emergency physician with Hennepin Healthcare and is the medical director of the Minnesota Poison Control Center. We've talked about that on occasion. Lori Wilhite is back with us, a certified specialist in poison information, a pharmacist. And Lori Prignat. All right, Lori, I'm going to try this again. Prignat. Did I do it?
Yes.
All right, good. Very good. Again, we were talking, if you're just joining us, about early, the first half hour, about some myths that some of us have heard over the years. Can we get one more, and then we'll grab the text screen. Lori?
Yeah. You know, I know when Lauren goes out and does health fairs that she hears sometimes from parents that they're worried about calling the poison center. Just they're worried about getting into trouble or they're embarrassed. And I just want everybody to know that the information is kept totally private. It's okay to call multiple times. And most of us, actually, that work on the phones are parents ourselves.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We know that some little kiddos are built for mischief more than others. And some of us have actually had our own husbands call us at work about our own children.
Oh, that's really happened.
Yes. My husband has called me at work about my two boys getting into sunscreen, hand sanitizer. So, yeah, call early and call often.
That's good. That's good to know. And I think Dr. Cole mentioned in a show or two before, you have some little kids at home.
Yeah.
And if something happened to them, you want to call somebody else. Your perspective changes.
Yeah, you're never objective about
that's
your
right.
own children. I think that's true. Yeah, and there's a reason they go to their pediatrician, and I don't take care of them for several reasons, actually.
So don't not call if there's an issue. You think better to be safe, right? As they
absolutely.
Say,
absolutely.
Yeah, I want to mention too that yesterday, unfortunately, it was a great weather. Maybe a lot of the folks, our listeners, made it to the new clinic and specialty center, the open house yesterday. They had a ribbon cutting ceremony. There was a dental floss. We had mentioned that earlier, cutting ceremony. Even the mayor of Minneapolis stopped by. The doors open on March 26th, by the way, for that new era for healthcare beginning in downtown Minneapolis. This is pretty fabulous. And I know you guys, as Dr. Hilden is, are pretty excited about this whole thing, aren't you?
Yeah, it's true. I had the chance to go and look at it the other day, and it's a pretty remarkable facility. We're very proud to have that be part of Hennepin Healthcare.
Even though I grew up here, you tend to take things for granted. And even after working with Dr. Hilden for these past 10 years or so, it's amazing what a great resource that Hennepin is. I mean, this is in the Poison Control Center is just one element of it. So you guys ought to be mighty proud. We're anxious. We're going to be doing a show there one of these days from the new location. So I'm anxious.
Yeah,
anxious to see it.
It's a beautiful new building with lots of natural light, amazing art. We have a pharmacy opening up in the new building in the clinic and specialty center. So, yeah, we're excited.
And if you want to check it out, more information, just go to hennepinhealthcare.org. That's Hennepin, all one word, hennepinhealthcare.org. We'll let you know we're going to be doing a show from there, too. Again, this is National Poison Prevention Week. And we've asked our guests to help us out, to help you out, not only by the phone, but by texters. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Bev in Bloomington has been hanging on the phone. Should we get her call in here?
Sounds
go ahead, Bev. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. I just wanted to confirm something. A couple years ago, I had a bite, and I just went to my primary doctor, and I had never seen anything like it before. What it looked like was it got to be about the size of a silver dollar, and it was raised, and it was like it was open, and just it was like clear water. Looked like clear water coming out. I mean, it wasn't like puffy or anything. And then I thought, oh, now this is over. But then it would reform again. So when I went to my primary doctor, he said, I think it's a spider bite. And he was amazing. He didn't act like he knew it all. He got his book out, and together he said, I think you got bit by a recluse.
Now, that is that... What do you guys, you've got calls about those, and that's not necessarily part of the CCO land critter area, is it? Is a brown recluse spider?
That's true. So the brown recluse doesn't naturally live beyond much further north than about the middle of Iowa.
Okay.
But I have been humbled more than once in my life by medicine in general and by patients and the things that come through the door. So it's always impossible to make a diagnosis over the phone.
Sure.
But I can it's very common for small breaks in the skin or even bites from spiders to then get infected later with just normal skin bacteria and cause an abscess or a boil, and then that gets frequently mistaken for a brown recluse bite. So it's a very difficult thing to diagnose. And fortunately, it's not something that requires very specific treatment as long as the wound heals. So even in a confirmed brown recluse bite, the standard of care is just normal, good wound care, and the patient should do fine. Brown recluses can result in some pretty dramatic skin necrosis that can even need surgical grafting.
Wow.
By a burn surgeon, but that's unusual.
Let's give that phone number for the Poison Control Center again. Can we do that, you guys? So we keep the folks informed on that. And this 24/7, this is usable.
That's right. We're there 24/7. It's 1-800-222-1222. And if you call between 9 and 5 today, I might pick up the phone.
Because you'll be working.
That's right.
After this, you'll be working. Again, it's 1-800-222-1222. We've got some great text messages from our listeners. Can we get to those?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. Here's one that came in earlier. It says, what are the most common causes of poisoning for an elderly, cognitively impaired person living alone? That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. You know, I get a lot of calls when I work early in the morning about people double dosing their prescription medication. And sometimes a double dose of certain medicines, you know, heart medicines, some strong pain medicine, medicines that people take for diabetes can be a serious problem. So there's a lot of very elderly people living in Minnesota that are home trying to manage their medications. And it's, you know, it's a good idea to put medication in a pill box. That way you can remember whether you've taken it or not. Just keep in mind that those pill boxes are not child-proof or child-resistant.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, and so a lot of our serious poisonings come from grandparents' houses where children have opened up pill boxes.
So, I wanted to ask you about that. Is that the many calls on that particular topic?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, there's a fair number. And just same thing as you age, you become more sensitive to medications, but children are as well, largely just because of their size. And so the right medication in the right size child, even one pill can be very, very dangerous.
But if an adult, not necessarily an impaired, cognitively impaired adult, it's not that unusual to kind of, did I take that pill or not? Is it?
Absolutely. Sometimes people will wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, take their pills that are on their nightstand, fall back asleep.
Yes. Good
wake
point.
Up, take them again. Yeah, it's a very common call we get early in the morning. Yeah, we like to hear from folks like that. And the great majority of time, we can keep people out of the emergency room with those home calls, whether it's prescription drugs or household products. In fact, 93% of the time when people call from home, we can help you stay at home rather than going into the emergency department.
Much more efficient. I tell you, let me give you the phone number again. If you need to write it down, keep it at home. 1-800-222-1222. That's the Poison Control Center number, 800-222-1222. And we have listeners not only all over the country now, but around the world as well. I don't know if it works in Europe, but it certainly works in the lower 48 and probably Alaska too.
If you call from an American cell phone, I believe even if you're overseas, it'll still work. Trigger that way.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do occasionally get calls from people that are, yes, living in other countries, and we can try to help you. We don't know the healthcare facilities in those other countries, but yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're just about ready to take a break, and I want to alert our listeners, we have some great text messages, and if you want to send a text to our guest, now is your chance, 81807. We're talking about poison prevention. 81807 is the text number here on CCO. So hang in there. We'll be back in a moment or two. Mostly cloudy skies. 30 is our Twin City temperature reading, heading later on today to 46. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters here on WCCO. It's a National Poison Prevention Week. In fact, it begins today, and that's our topic today on the show, poison prevention. Welcoming your phone calls and text messages for our guests, and we have a bunch, so let's see if we can't get to them. Do we mention the phone number? I'm going to do that right off the top. The poison prevention number is 800-222-1222. And here's a text that came in a bit ago. With spring coming, officially Tuesday as a matter of fact, mushroom hunters will be out. Does your center have expertise in dangerous fungus like that? Let's comment about the mushrooms. You get a few calls about that a year?
Yeah, we get hundreds of calls about mushroom exposures every year. Some of them are from little ones grazing in the yard, and other ones are from people who've consumed a mushroom meal that they foraged and then gotten sick. We are trained in basically identifying what mushrooms are a serious problem. There's only a handful in Minnesota, but the ones that are can be potentially deadly. So one thing that's kind of cool in the smartphone age is we have callers actually text us or email us pictures of mushrooms that have been consumed, and we can try to determine what the next steps would be. And we even have mycologists who are mushroom scientists basically kind of on the back burner to help us identify things if we're very concerned about something that could be very poisonous.
Like you had mentioned off the air, unlike years ago, the folks with cell phones often take pictures and send you pictures of those, they've eaten.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's very helpful. The majority of mushrooms aren't a problem, but you never want to consume a mushroom as part of a mushroom meal unless you know exactly what you're doing.
And again, you said it earlier for those folks that maybe join us later, don't hesitate. If there's an issue you think that's a problem, don't hesitate. Don't feel like you're calling, like you said, too often. Call.
Absolutely.
That number, that poison.
That's what we're here for.
24/7, as a matter of fact. A texter sent this in, and I know you're interested in approaching it. Could you talk about Narcan for opioids? Things like who should carry it. First, tell us what that is, Narcan. We've heard it on the news.
Yeah. Narcan is the brand name for a medication called Naloxone. And it's essentially a life-saving antidote for opioid overdose. And that can be Anything from prescription medicines like oxycodone, Norco, Vicodin, fentanyl, to heroin and other illicit opioids. So really, anybody who's concerned about someone that they love or even themselves being at risk of opioid overdose should carry naloxone. And I'm really excited that all of our community pharmacies in the Hennepin healthcare system have naloxone available without a prescription.
Without a prescription.
That's right. So you can just approach the pharmacist and say you'd like to have some naloxone. And in general, it's also covered by insurance. There's a nasal spray that's actually fairly easy to use that people can get without a prescription, and it's generally covered by insurance.
That's good to hear.
That's right. Yeah, anyone really who, if you're taking a high dose of opioids or taking opioids around the clock, it's a good idea to talk to your pharmacist about getting naloxone.
Mary, I was just going to check out another text, and I recall it was many years ago, a neighbor's child had, I'm not sure because it turned out fine, had consumed a little bit of Drano. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little bit. And we had a text a bit ago that said, please talk about detergent pods. What if a child gets into something like that? What's recommended to do? I know, again, you're on the phone. You're not in person. What advice can you give a parent who's called about that?
Yeah, well, if we get a call from a parent whose child has bitten into a Tide pod, you know, we ask some questions about what kind of symptoms the child is experiencing. Sometimes that can result in basically a burn in the mouth and esophagus, and breathing problems. Sometimes children become extremely drowsy, and that can be life-threatening. So those folks get referred into the emergency department immediately. Sometimes the child may have little or no symptoms, and those we can manage at home with dilution and close follow-up. Any child that has a symptomatic exposure to really any substance when you call poison control, we have folks that will follow up with you and just make sure that the child is doing okay.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good to hear. Again, I don't want to forget giving the poison control number out again. 800-222-1222. 800-222-1222. It's open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We were talking about myths earlier in the show. And before I even get to that, there was a texter said, we're talking about the recluse spiders, the spider bites in the past. But here's a thing that I forgot to mention, because doing our Nature Notes show, we've heard about certain climate changes, and we've heard stories of critters with moles or, you know, whatever, wolverines or bobcats, because of warmer weather, they're getting reports of animals that are in the Duluth area that never used to be that far north. And that's, Dr. Cole, you were kind of referring to something like that as things move along, like in the middle of Iowa.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So all poisonous critters have natural habitats, and those change over time as the environment changes. And theoretically, I suppose that's true, that brown red recluse spiders could start to creep north and get into Minnesota. So far, that doesn't seem to be the case.
Right.
But it's true. That could happen. And, of course, you know, just like our black widow spider that arrived on the grapes at a local grocery store, you just never know when a critter's going to, you know, hitch a ride somewhere.
That's right. Or a spider in a bunch of bananas or something, right?
Jamaica.
All right. We've got about a minute to go on a texter. I think this is an important – what about inducing vomiting in certain cases? What's the advice there?
So our advice is to never do that.
Why is that?
Well, there's not very good evidence that that actually will prevent absorption of a dangerous poison. And the inducing of vomiting – so, for instance, we don't recommend syrup of ipecac ever anymore – and it's not shown to be effective or reduce the potency of a poison. And on top of that, inducing vomiting in a lot of people can result in them aspirating that vomit then into their lungs, which would be a whole new difficult problem to manage. And so we always, you know, want to first do no harm. And so we have moved away from ever inducing vomiting or recommending syrup of ipecac. In fact, you really can't buy it anymore at all.
You guys done a great job and are doing a great job. And Laurie and Lauren, thanks for coming. And Dr. Cole, always good to see you again as well.
Good to see you
as
well.
And here's that
Thank
number
you.
As we leave you. Because I know Lori's got to go back to work now. So here's the phone number, and keep in mind, keep it at home, 1-800-222-1222. This, again, is National Poison Prevention Week beginning today. Right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.